following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nutinol chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt. Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it's Doug and Daddy Show, right here, Southern Nebraska, SPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. Spoke a lot of football talk today, and it focuses on our area colleges mostly. It's a Tuesday, which early in the week, with the Nebraska press conference being Monday, we're going to talk to Tony Harper, Hastings Broncos. We're going to talk to Daryl Morris, UNK Lopers. Also, we're going to talk to Coach McLaughlin from Wayne State, who's been a thorn in the Loper side the last couple of years. And we're going to catch up with him and get his thoughts on how he will plan and game plan to beat down the Lopers again.
All and you got to do is show up, apparently.
Well, hopefully.
I'm not going to lie. I'm late this morning. I'm late.
Really?
Because, it's flat land around here. I was up high on a mountaintop in central Nebraska for quite a few hours. Why do I waste my time with these fantasy football drafts? Just send the damn money in and let you guys split it up.
It's not true, Douglas.
I'm just terrible.
I got Chris Johnson, and they put him on some list that he ain't even playing this morning. I hope they figure that deal out awful shortly. I got to be honest, I hope they do it in a relatively short amount of time.
Because if they don't, then your starting running backs are Peyton Hillis and Cedric Benson.
He was going to jail in October, so at least I hope we get Chris Brown back by then. So we get that.
Or Chris Johnson.
Or Chris Johnson back by then.
Chris Brown should also be in jail.
Yes. By the way, more football talk later in the week. University of Tennessee Chattanooga coach Russ Hoosman set to join us as well. So
I'm
looking
awesome.
Forward to that. Looking forward to that, along
Jared
with
Jared Crick, Matt Davison. Tomorrow it's our Husker lunch. We're at the Balls Banquet Hall in Grand Island. You can contact Balls or Grand Island Home Federal to sponsor the event. We'll be there tomorrow live at 11 o'clock. Sean Callahan from Husker Online will be giving the inaugural 2011 Husker lunch speech and presentation at 12 noon at the Balls Banquet Hall in downtown Grand Island. Tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Sean Callahan will be with us. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of a Huskerland Prep Report. A whole lot more tomorrow.
Also, a lot of questions out there about will Tennessee Chattanooga be on
TV? A lot of questions out there. I know we've been asked several times over this past weekend, and even last night at Fantasy Football, I had a couple people ask me about that. Well, the World Herald today has got a story. When you buy the sports page, it's in the upper right-hand corner. It continues on page 4.
It's also on the Journal Star.
Okay. Did not look at the Journal Star this morning.
Well, Sip doesn't like you either.
No, love Sip. Just I get the World Herald earlier. Whether you've got Cox Communication, whether you got Time Warner, whether you got Charter, DirecTV, or Dish Network, it will be on 2:30, Channel 80, Cox Communications, Channel 24, Time Warner, Charter 425, DirecTV 610. It's a regular Big Ten network there, and Dish Network 439. So there you go. And if you're an Iowa football fan, at 11 o'clock, at 11 a.m., Iowa, Tennessee Tech, you know, in Nebraska, Cox is going to be on Channel 80, Time Warner 24, Charter 425, the same channel Nebraska is on. On DirecTV, it'll be 611, and Dish Network, they've got 44, I think it's 440. We've actually got an extra number in there. I don't think there's four-digit TV codes now, but I think it's channel 440 on Dish Network. If you want to watch the Iowa game, that's at 11 a.m. Nebraska falls at 2:30. So,
like, Iowa's on channel 4,400-something?
Yeah.
That's cocky.
Dish Network channel 5,440 is what it says. I think they get an extra 5 to start things off there.
That's cocky. That's awesome.
Hey, Michael Vick got a little contract.
Jesus. Somebody better investigate this. You know, I have always liked Michael Vick, the football player. You say what you want about what happened with the dogs and the time he spent in prison, and you can have all your opinions on that, which is a different story. Now, all of a sudden, everybody thinks Michael Vick is the greatest thing. He is not going to have the season that he had last year. I'm going to say that right now. So you're good if you got Vick in fantasy football, because everything I say is opposite true. 6 years, $100 million, really?
40 of it guaranteed.
Really? Come on, Tony. Come on. Really? In 14 games, they've anointed this guy the greatest quarterback in the National Football League, is what they've done, and he's not.
Now in ESPN this morning.
But then again, if he wasn't the quarterback of the Eagles, they wouldn't be calling them the dream team either. But when I saw that last night, it was almost jaw-dropping. It was astonishing. It was like, where was this man 1 year ago, and where is he today? I'm going to ask you, Tony, what could you do in your life in the next 12 months to make something like that happen?
It'd have to be through the drug trade. As far as financially gaining that
much? I cannot believe that.
It is an amazing turnaround, but you see the success. And you see where he positions himself, whether you're looking at, if you're a fantasy football nerd like we are, or whether you're just out there picking quarterbacks. I mean, if you start at the top and throw out the neck injury to Peyton Manning, you start with Brady, Manning, how far down do you go before you hit Michael Vick if you were drafting out of the 32 NFL quarterbacks right now?
Well, Josh in Kearney just says, I got Vick in the 12th spot last night. He will rock it.
He's got a chance to.
I've had two drafts the last two nights, and I've sucked at both. First on Sunday and 12th last night was where Vic went. Last night, Rodgers went ahead of him. Breeze went ahead of him as far as quarterbacks.
Okay, but I don't think you get down lower. Whether you like him, whether you hate him, you get down lower than 7-8. No matter how you shake things out.
Well, and if we have time sometime today or later this week, the old fantasy football world taking a shot from Ray Rice. It's taking a shot nationally because of what Ray Rice tweeted yesterday about, or Arian Foster, excuse me, tweeted about his injury, and that if you're just worried about my injury because you're a fantasy football person, you're weird. And so that has got the national media talking.
And you know what?
I can't believe you didn't take the Oakland Raiders defense, by the way. You homer.
You know what? I would love to have Mason Brodeen on my team. I really would. I really would.
Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. And we're getting ready for game week. Just a couple of nights away. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
How's Mason doing?
I watched him play a little bit in the second half the other night. I actually watched him blocking the kid from UNO, the tight end that the Higgins kid from UNO, they were playing against each other. So that was kind of deja vu.
So you got a shot to make it, Coach?
You know, he thinks he's doing well. I mean, who knows? I mean, the right guy needs to get hurt. You know, he's an undrafted free agent. He's, you know, he's getting a lot of playing time. I think they're coaching him hard. It's just going to depend on how it all shakes out, what ends up on the waiver wire when other guys get cut and what kind of experience they have. And the guys in the NFL are fickle people, man. You never know what they want because they don't know what they want.
Coach, obviously Wayne State has been a thorn in you guys' side.
For the last few years, yeah.
Yeah, for the last few years. And
for the other three or four decades, not really.
Coach, you know what? I thought the excitement level was
pre-Dan
high.
Pre-Dan McLaughlin. They sucked.
Pre-Dan McLaughlin, you're right. I thought the excitement level for your football team the last couple years has been exceptionally high. This year, with all these kids coming back on offense, the defense, the transfers coming in, last year in the RMAC, your kids have got to be jacked for this season to get underway Thursday night.
Well, I think they're jacked to play a football game, I can tell you that. And I told him yesterday, you know, we're playing on Thursday night on TV at their place. Every kid on their campus will be there. Their entire community will be there. And I decided to play this game on a Thursday night when the cards are basically stacked in their favor in terms of, you know, the crowd and the enthusiasm that they're going to have and the motivation they're going to have, because I wanted to challenge this football team and see how we would do in that kind of adversity, so faced with that type of adversity. So we're going to see. We're going to find out.
Darryl Morris is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How do you feel your team has prepared during this offseason and during this fall camp? Where are you at today?
Well, I think, you know, the injury list is getting shorter and shorter, so we're excited about that. I think we're, you know, the retention that we had from the older guys as they came back is good. It's allowed us to get up to full speed and practice the things that we feel like we're going to have to be able to do against Wayne to be successful. So, you know, I think we're ready to play a game. I think the guys are excited to play a game. And now we've got a plan, and now we've got to be able to work the plan. The kids got to be able to pull the plan off.
Is Dring 100% healthy and ready to go?
I think he is. He's got a little bit of a Achilles inflammation thing going, but you know, he looked pretty good in practice yesterday. Worked it hard yesterday, and then maybe the last 15 minutes of practice didn't do any more. So I think he's about 99.5%.
Darryl Morris with us here. As we look at Wayne State, they have a new offensive coordinator. They had a heck of a wide receiver in Bruno last year. He has gone. When you get a new O coordinator in, what can you learn? Are you going in totally blind here?
Well, no, he's from Midland, you know, so you can get some Midland stuff and kind of look and see what he was doing there. I know Dan is actively involved in their offense. They did some things well under Gene Shure, their former offensive coordinator. They're going to want to keep some of that stuff in their package. So you're a little bit blind, but you got a little bit of an idea that this is what the guy was doing when he was at Midland. This is what he's going to want to try to do, and he's going to have to keep some of the stuff that they were successful with. So it's going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge, but I think we've got a pretty good idea, and we'll just see. They'll tip their hand pretty early, and then we'll react to that.
Have they mowed their grass?
You know what? I don't know.
We'll ask Coach McLaughlin later in the
hour.
Yeah,
ask him about that.
That. If anybody can't remember, the grass about 12 inches deep looked like Notre Dame's field when Nebraska went to play there. People trying to knock sand wedges out to kick field goals through and just hard to hit them.
They would have complained at the U.S. Open about that, Ralph.
Yes.
Coach, a little bit more about Wayne State. If I believe everything I read, maybe they're down this year. And I know you guys are going to say they're as tough as ever been. You can't beat them. You've had a tough time against them. What would be the reason that some people think they might be down a notch this year?
Well, they lost some good players. You know, they got a new coordinator. They tried to put in an offense in the spring and in the fall. Then the fall was shortened by a week, so they're not as experienced as they have been. They've got a lot of younger backup type guys. I think they're going to be as good up front defensively as we'll play all year long, to be honest with you. So I think, you know, that's going to be a challenge for the offensive line here at UNK. But, you know, they're just not as old a football team as they have been. But they've recruited quality kids, so they've got some kids that are younger and players. And, you know, I mean, we're just going to have to see what we can get done with them. Our thing, fellas, is if we just can't go up there and be our worst own enemy. I mean, last year we fumbled a ball inside the 20. We drop a touchdown pass. We miss a field goal. Rustin Dring gets knocked out of the game. Then very next play, Matt Berry gets knocked out of the game. Before you know it, Ryan Skog, who's not even in our program right now, is our starting tailback. So we've just got to hopefully not have those kind of things happen to us. We move the ball up and down the field. We just got to be able to stick the doggum thing in the end zone.
Darryl, I want to know which one of your transfer players will become a household name for Loper fans that are going to the game or Loper fans watching on TV, and I want to know your biggest surprise. Who emerged that just came out of nowhere for you this fall that you think would be a real good player?
Well, I think Tommy Flanagan, just because of the position that he plays, we're going to get the football in Tom's hands, and Tom, he's electric, and he can do some stuff with it. We'll see how he gets along this first ball game for us. But, I mean, that's a kid that caught 9 passes and a touchdown against the University of Minnesota. So, I mean, he's got some ability. The kid that I think, did a great job, is actually Brett Klein, is going to be our starting tight end, has actually dethroned Dane Rudine at the tight end spot. So Brett really came on late in the fall last year. Worked his rear end off in the winter condition in the spring, and is now going to be our starting tight end. And that gives us a 1-2 punch at tight end, with Dane having played a lot of football for us and Brett really coming on. So I think Brett Klein right now, at least off the top of my head, would be a guy I think has really come on.
Middle of the year last year, Eli kind of emerged as that receiver.
Yep.
Opposite Kaiser, how's his progress been?
Eli is a very, very solid football player for us. He's a great blocker on the perimeter. Obviously, we like the perimeter game. We're going to try to get the football on the perimeter. So Eli's blocks out there become pivotal for us. He's a big body kid. He does get aggressive with guys. So you're exactly right. Eli would be on that list of kids that have really gotten the most out of his athletic ability. And to some degree, we've upped Eli's scholarship money because he's earned that. He's a good story guy at UNK.
Just another minute here with UNK head football coach Darryl Morris. I can remember it wasn't that long ago that every time we did the season preview this time of the year, we were talking about breaking in a new quarterback, and now it's like we're taking Jake Spitzelberger for granted. Tell me about where he has gotten better in the offseason.
I think Jake's understanding, he was just in the office a little while ago going through some things with Coach Martin. Jake watches a lot of film on his own. Jake studies the game of football. Jake understands our offense. Jake can look at a defense now, and then he can go to the pages in our playbook that will take advantage of that and this and that and this. And I just think his understanding of our offense has just really taken off in the last couple years, so that he actually is a tremendous resource on the field, not only for Russ Martin, our offensive coordinator, but for the rest of the guys on the offensive side of the ball. So I think that's really what he's doing real, real well.
Darryl, one sentence about each of these three players. Pete Kropp.
Tough.
Okay, Swedberg.
Swedberg, just a good old farm boy a hard-nosed farm boy that can play football.
Swigert.
Dex Swigert, intense.
Yeah, I know that Darryl loves Dex, and he loves having him as part of the football team after transferring in. Take us inside the locker room, Coach, as best as you can. Give me a Darryl Morris Thursday night 5:50 speech to his team, because it's the start of what could be a great season, and it's also we got to find a way to beat these guys. What is your message to the team on Thursday night?
Well, fellas, hey, we've got a plan. We've been working on the plan, and we've got to go out and execute the plan. Coaches don't play, players play. Coaches coach, players play. Here's the plan. Work the plan. Execute the plan. Don't beat ourselves, and we win the football game.
Let's take care of that not beating ourselves part and get the makeup on properly and look good.
We're
going to
be pretty.
Field.
New color helmets and new jerseys.
I love it. Make Crocker wear a hat, would you?
Okay.
Hey, Coach, we'll talk to you next Tuesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck against Wayne
State. See you guys.
See you, Darryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
He just said that.
Well, I think Croc has to be in the press box on Thursday night. They don't want him by the cameras.
Well, no. He'll be.
I mean, anybody that's that fit, that's riding his bike with 7 jerseys on every day, they don't want him on TV, or we lose him,
that's a good point. That's a real good point. Oh, the last 3 have been such great ball games, and they've come up short on this is the year.
It's on Nebraska Educational Television if you can't make it up Thursday night, 6 o'clock coverage. Here's a little note from Wayne. Wayne has never been on television live. at Wayne. That was like a big thing here. And the last time Wayne State was even on Nebraska Educational Television was at UNK, October 9th, 1993, as Bill Dolman and Adrian Fiala were doing the call. Wayne State entering the game ranked 18th in the Division II Top 20, was 5-0, and they never trailed in breaking a 21-game losing streak to UNK en route to a 28-9 victory. And that's what happened this time around back in October of 1993.
Thinking of great, great, I guess, student athletes from Wayne State, I guess in the area, one comes to mind, Kevin Malberg, our friend from Lelwood.
Wow. That's like making you a great collegiate athlete. Dan McLaughlin joins us in the second half of the show, and Tony Harper from Hastings College is next on the Doug and Daddy Show live in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Let's go to the Nebraska State Fair in Grand Island with Tyson Hebronick. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. DinsdaleAuto.com. Tyson's report is right after this.
Welcome to the Nebraska State Fair. You'll find plenty to see and do during your visit. And be sure to visit the Tom Dinsdale Automotive lot at the fair. Take your time and get a good look at the selection of Chevrolet, Cadillac, and GMCs. Or take a walk indoors for the Tom Dinsdale Automotive display of BMW and Hyundais. You'll find a terrific selection at either location at the State Fair. And best of all, you'll find State Fair deals. Learn more about the huge inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive. See them at the fair.
With another report from the Nebraska State Fair, I'm Tyson Hebronick for Platte River Radio. Yesterday afternoon, veterans were honored as hundreds in attendance stood to honor our veterans and remember those who have passed. Representatives were on hand from across the state, from Wood River to Hollam, Nebraska, some who have served in Korea, Vietnam, and more recently in the Middle East. All veterans were escorted by the Patriot Riders around the fairgrounds as they rode to the tunes from high school bands, including Bishop Newman, who is playing behind me. Richard Schell, who served in Korea, reflected on his time in the parade.
They saw the veterans go by.
Well, I mean, it's a privilege to watch them go by and so forth, and I'm sure that the public does too. I mean, they appreciate it, and I'm sure that overall, I think, as a nation, as our people watch us parade by and pass them, they know what the purpose of it was for and so forth, and that we have a free country to live in here. We have the freedom of speech and freedom of worship and religion and so forth here in this country. It's a great nation to live in. Okay, so that's about as far as I can go right now.
Shell says the Veterans Day activities not only honor our veterans, but also support those currently serving overseas.
I was overseas. I was in Korea for a year, 1952, and so forth. And so I find the Legion to be a great asset to my life, you know. And I think it has to most of our members of our post 294.
Randy from the same post thought the Nebraska State Fair did an excellent job in their service to veterans yesterday.
I think it's a great thing. They've always done it. The veterans need to be honored because they've done a lot of things for us.
Once again, reporting 6 times a day here on Platte River Radio from the Nebraska State Fair, I'm Tyson Nevronic.
Listen for more from the Nebraska State Fair 6 times every day right here. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get 2 original chicken sandwiches for just $4, or if you're in the mood for breakfast every morning, how about 2 breakfast croissant sandwiches or biscuit sandwiches for just $4. Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations at Kearney next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, or at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids, which hopefully you've got sent back to school by now. Well, our Tuesdays is all, I'm not even letting you talk about the indoor playground because you've been kicked out, Tony.
Yes, I have. And but you know what? If I wrote a letter to the boss of Burger King, I can get back in.
They'll give you some minis, though, right? You get a little mini chicken?
If I leave and don't get in there.
Every Tuesday, Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, the head football coaches at UNK and Hastings College, join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Huskers and the Lopers get underway this week. Still another week and a half of practice for Hastings College, and Coach Tony Harper joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Are you glad you got another week and a half of practice?
Well, after what we saw on Saturday's situational scrimmage, I'm definitely glad we got a week and a half of practice left.
And secondly, it dawned on me after talking to you last week, was Jacob Jensen sitting in your office when you were blowing smoke up him, or what was going on?
He was sitting in my office standing over me, and he's a big old boy, so I kind of do what Jacob tells me to do sometimes.
I can't believe that got past me last week, and as I was listening to the interview, I'm going, he was sitting in the office. There's no doubt about it. Hard worker, though, that Jensen kid. You said last week that you were going to continue to evaluate your quarterbacks up until and in the opening game. How's that coming along?
It's coming along pretty well. You know, we had that situational practice last Saturday against Nebraska West, and every quarterback got reps. So we really was able to sit down on Sunday and yesterday and watch that film and really critique them. And, you know, we saw a lot of good things. We also saw a lot of things we got to work on. You know, John Dostal and Matt Overmiller had pretty solid scrimmages. And Jake Jensen and Kendall Ferguson both let us down to score, so they're making it a little tough on us right now.
Coach, you've been a defensive guy at Hastings College. How much are you involved in this offense?
You know, not really a whole lot. I meet with those guys every Monday, kind of get a preliminary game plan. I get back with them again on Thursday just to kind of see what they've solidified. Basically, what I try and do is just sit in there and be like, okay, fellas, this is what caused us problems. Why don't you look at that? But, you know, Coach Holzclaw and Coach Kamara are doing a heck of a job over there, and I'm just kind of letting them run their show, and you hire good people and let them do their jobs.
You told us last week that about 15% of the offense you thought might have been in. Well, how much is in now?
About 15.5.
Is it keep it simple? Is it because you don't have a starting quarterback? Is it youth? Why is that? Or is that the plan all the time?
The plan, that's kind of the plan all the time. We don't want to overload our guys because even though we had a spring in this system, we still got a lot of young guys that we're going to be dependent on, and we don't want to overload them. We want them to go out there and play football, and I think some of the time coaches, you know, we like to throw a bunch of stuff at these kids. And we know it, but if we don't teach it the right way, they kind of get overloaded. So we're just kind of taking our time. And what we did yesterday, we added 2 more plays to the offense, and that's kind of what we're looking to do. We're just trying to get our tempo to go a lot faster. And when you start pounding them over the head with a bunch of new information every single day, it just slows you down a little bit.
The rest of this week, obviously before you get into regular game week mode, is it still fundamentals? Is it still basics and taking care of Hastings College?
Definitely. You know, our thought process is coming into 2-a-days. We were going to throw a bunch of stuff at them. We were going to do some individual drills and get some of that stuff cleaned up. But we were going to throw a bunch of offense, a bunch of defense at them. And then when coming out of it, you know, with school starting, we want to pare back. And it's almost like yesterday and today is the beginning of 2-a-days again. Okay, when we say take this angle, this is what we're talking about. It just kind of gets the guys back in the frame of mind.
Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Every coach is going to say no, but how close are you to where you thought you'd be at this point in the fall practice?
Well, you know, offensively, I'm going to be quite honest with y'all. I think they're a little bit of a step ahead of what I thought they'd be. You know, with a new quarterback and a couple receivers, no linemen, I think they're doing pretty good over there. I think defensively now, and these guys are kind of in trouble because I deal with them a lot of the times, I think we're about a step behind where we were at the same point last year.
If because of Hurricane Irene you had to move the game up today, who would start at quarterback?
Wow.
Well, you know what? I think we'd have a coaches' meeting. We'd flip a coin, and whoever threw the ball farthest in pregame, we'd probably let them start.
If you are going to try and play them both, what's your strategy for that? Are they going to do series? Is it situational? Or are you going to go with one guy on September the 10th?
Ideally, we want to go with one guy on September 10th. But if it gets into the situation where they're neck and neck, and there's no clear-cut favorite, I'll kind of leave it up to those offensive coaches and let them decide on how that works. Now, personally, I don't think you would ever see us do a series because a quarterback's kind of like a pitcher or a catcher. You can't just throw them out and then yank them. They got to get in the flow of the game. So you would never see us do a series-by-series type of deal. But, you know, there's a possibility of a quarter-by-quarter or a half-by-half type of thing.
Is Jacob still in the mix? I mean,
Yes, sir, okay. He is. You know, he's a great kid. He's a student of the game. You hear that a lot. But the kid is always watching film, which is a good thing. He's always bothering our offensive coordinator, which is a good thing. You know, there's some things that Jacob's got to work on, but he's a big, strong kid. He moves, honestly, better than what we thought he could. But he is still in that mix.
Especially for those large feet. His basketball coach used to call him the human foul. So I didn't know if he false started a lot or not. Anybody else on the young side that is emerging that maybe is going to see some playing time that you didn't expect when the fall camp opened?
You know, a kid that defensively that's kind of opened our eyes a little bit is Sawyer Monroe from Silver Lake. We kind of, obviously, he did everything for those guys, kicked off, punted, returned offense, defense, kind of really didn't know how he would approach everything, and we thrown him in there, kind of stood out with the youngins, and then we started going, throwing him in there with the veterans a little bit, and he, you know, obviously he was a little hesitant at times, but the thing with Sawyer is he may not know where he's going, but he's going to get there pretty quick, and defensively that's a good problem to have, so. Sawyer's been a kid that's opened up some eyes in camp.
He also drove the bus, so if you need a CDL and somebody to drive a van, he's more than...
He's another knothead that you have to show where the actual door is in the wall so that he doesn't run right into the damn wall, isn't he, Coach?
Hey, those are the guys that fit well on the defense because I'm pretty much the same way, so we're getting along pretty good.
He's a great kid. We got to know him a little bit more in camps for All-Star games over the summer, so good kid that's coming out of Silver Lake. Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations, and we'll know a lot more for the season opener next Tuesday at this time. We appreciate it, and have a good week of practice.
Hey, thanks for the call, and I wanted to say one more thing. I got Coach Jordan Brown in here in my office, and he wanted me to tell y'all hello.
That's great for see, he's does he still wear the gold medal around his neck everywhere he goes, or what's the deal there?
We had to take it away from the boy because it was kind of weighing him down. You know, he's a pretty short guy, and it was just getting him closer to the ground, so we took it away from him for a little bit.
Yeah, I noticed when those college girls showed up, they said, why does Coach get his shirt off with a gold medal around his neck? It was awkward.
That's a picture
for everybody.
We didn't need.
Well, it's great. It's great. It's great that he's in your office catching the comfy chair today. Hey, Tony, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Tony Harper, great to chat with the head football coach at Hastings College every Tuesday. Tony Harper of Hastings and UNK head football coach Daryl Morris will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It sounds like they're having fun. And I'm going to tell you, I have no handle on Hastings College. If you walked up to me, if you said, what's Hastings College's record going to be, what they're going to be like this year, I got nothing. I mean, I'm talking to them. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to find out what they're doing with this offense. They're revamping the offense. If you go with the coach, I got to believe they got more than 15% of the offense, or else it's a Callahan playbook, which you don't want. It's just you got local kids, and we know how good that happens and has happened for UNK and can happen for Hastings College. They got a lot of kids there. It's a first-year head coach, first-year new offense. They're replacing their kicker. They're replacing their quarterback. It's going to be interesting to see how they do. They have, if quote-unquote, easy games to start the season. We kidded him last time that they should be 3-0 if form over the last 10 years holds true. I don't know. what's going to happen with Hastings College.
Well, Doug, forget the defense for a minute, which's been played really, really solid football the last few years. Take an offense just like Nebraska. Throw out Taylor Martinez. We don't really know who the quarterback's going to be. How much concern would there be? You don't know what they're going to do. You have no idea. And I don't think Coach Harper probably got a real good feel on how it's going to work a week and a half before the season.
If Breon Carnes was somehow named the starting quarterback in the next 4 days, Nebraska would go from 10th to 22nd in the poll?
Yes, at least.
I mean, because you still got to hang a hat on a great defense with this football team.
No, yeah, you're right.
And that's not even a knock against Breon Carnes, but as Coach Pelini said yesterday, he's obviously, if he was where Taylor Martinez was, he'd be starting. If he was better than Taylor, he'd be starting. So we'll see how that all breaks down. We do need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we come back, it's a big hug for Daddy because, once again, he's been left out. We're back after this. Dan McLaughlin from Wayne State joins us as well.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world!
Joe Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders. 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds and a slight chance of a shower or storm early today, followed by some breaks of sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Winds out of the southeast develop and increase to 10 to 20. We'll then fall off to 66 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Tony, I'm sorry. Big Daddy, I'm sorry. I mean, good Lord. If you could have shared the stage with Hope Solo, that would have been awesome. But once again, 13 seasons, and you still have not gotten the call for Dancing with the Stars.
It's disappointing. I look forward to that. I check my mailbox.
Ron Artest is on there. You talk about people that love to walk around without their shirt off like you. Or
Ron
shirt
Artest,
on like you.
It's not his name, is it?
It's not officially changed yet, so it's still Ron Artest.
And it's going to be what? Soon to be free dancing? Probably something like that.
But are you going to be okay? I would have thought this was the part of the season, because you've got the natural tan going on, that you would rather be on Dancing with the Stars than the winter season, where obviously you can't cross the border without them carding you.
I'd like to dance with Hope Solo. Oh.
Hope Solo, Ron Artest, a bunch of reality stars, Nancy Grace. She's off the Casey Anthony trail. So she's.
Let me tell you about my babies.
China Phillips from Wilson Phillips. Give me some Wilson Phillips, because I think there's one in there somewhere. See, Merritt just got that blank look on his face. No clue who Wilson Phillips is, dude. You have no clue. You can admit it. It's fine.
Got nothing.
No clue who Wilson Phillips is, and that's fine, because you shouldn't. And David Arquette used to be married to Courtney Cox. How did he mess that up? Anyway.
Have you saw him lately?
You can't mess it up when you head out to our friends at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Just got confirmation they've hooked us up with a vehicle. We'll be sporting Midway all the time.
Wherever right we're going, volleyball, football, Wayne, wherever we're heading, it's in a great vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership.
Need an oil change? Midway's all-new Mopar Quick Lube. Immediate maintenance services, a Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram location. Also, stop by, see them. It's a no-hassle pricing. We tell you about it all the time. Look, you don't have to waste your time in grueling negotiations at Midway. They do it a better way. Check them out. They're open 24 hours a day at thinkmidway.com. It's perfect for you. Go to Midway. Check it out. Whether you're on the internet, whether you're driving through the lot, talk to one of the competent salespeople there. Check them out. Thinkmidway.com. A better way, Midway.
He has always been very gracious with his time, and he has built Wayne State back into a winning football program over the last few years. Dan McLaughlin is the head coach of the Cats, and he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for the time. Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, we're okay. I've just got one request.
He's a huge fan of Wilson Phillips, too, by the way.
When he's on the treadmill, nothing but Wilson Phillips. When he's on the bike, nothing but I'm sure you put that on in the weight room. It would draw a few eyes. Danny, if you guys are going to go 6-5, could you take it easy on the Lopers?
Well, I try not to take it easy on anybody if we can help it. We stumbled a few times last year when we shouldn't have. We had a real lull in our season. A lot of reasons for that and a lot of excuses, but none of it matters. And we ended up 6-5. It was disappointing. We finished strong, and that was good. So we were glad about that. But Kearney had a great year. They go 9-2. They only lose two games, both in overtime. They should have been in the playoffs and didn't make it, and that was very disappointing for everybody. We look forward to their success, except for the one time we play, and they had a great year. And what we did later on had no bearing on what we did early. We started 5-1, and then we just fell apart. And luckily, we were able to pick up the pieces towards the end, but it wasn't what we wanted.
What did you do, and we know you have a new offensive coordinator, and that's just one of the changes. What did you have to do in the offense because, as you know, everything in the state revolves around the Huskers, and we see the changes they made. Talk about the changes you had to make to get back on track with your football program.
Well, it wasn't really like we felt we had to make a bunch of changes. You know, Coach Sir, Gene Sir, did a great job, and he just retired, and he built a new home in Creighton, Nebraska, where he was born and raised, and he did that when he first came to us, and that's 50 miles away, and so he was driving 50 miles one way every day, and in January and February at 5 a.m. workouts and the snow 10 feet high, it's not the easiest trip, and he just decided he didn't want to do that anymore, and I wished him well, and didn't want to see him leave, but he decided to get out, and so that left an opening, and we hired John McMenamin, young guy out of Midland Lutheran, Nebraska ties, grew up in Elkhorn. His dad, Joe, was a longtime coach at Omaha Central. John played at Northwest Missouri State, very successful down there, won a couple of national championships, was a first-team All-American. He GA'd at UNO under Pat Burns, and Pat later hired him as a quarterback coach, And then he moved on to Midland when he got a coordinator position, and we were able to get him, and very excited about him and what he brings to the table. We're not really changing a whole lot. We've been fairly successful with what we're doing. We're going to stay with it. He did bring some wrinkles in terms of formations and personnel, and that we're going to have tight ends and fullbacks a little bit, than which we haven't had at all in the past, or at least the past 3 or 4 years. So that's good. But cosmetically, you'll see a few changes, but the actual core of the offense really isn't that different. So we didn't feel like we had to go out and make a lot of wholesale changes. It was just a little bit of a reawakening. And like I said, we had some goofy things happen to us last year too that hopefully won't happen again. And so we're trying to build on something here, and we're not there yet, but we're trying to get there.
Coach, when you get a new offensive coordinator, does he adapt to your system, or do you let him do his own thing?
Well, it has to be that they put their stamp on my system. I interviewed three guys for the job, and I tell everybody the same thing. What we do is what we do, and we're going to continue to do that. But I will allow you to put your fingerprint on it, meaning you can bring in things that you want to do, but we're not going to wholesale change what we do. And the reason for that is the coaching staffs at the Division II level are very volatile. They're very fluid. And I don't have any of the coaches here now that I came with. If you allow coordinators to come in and change things wholesale, and then they take another job for more money or a higher level or whatever reason they leave, then you hire another one and they change everything again. The one constant is the kids. And if you're changing on them every 2 or 3 years, then you have no continuity at all. So we've kind of settled on what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to do. And if you want to work here, then that's what you're going to do. And like I said, you can put your fingerprint on it. You can bring what you can add to that. But the basic core, the skeleton, has got to stay the same just for the sake of the kids.
Dan McLaughlin, the head football coach at Wayne State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They host UNK Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Nebraska Educational Television. Coach, how much did UNO's program closing impact your team? We know there were some transfers that came to UNK. Did some kids come to Wayne? And if so, how have they impacted your football team?
We've gotten four transfers from UNO. Bryce Hawthorne, a tailback out of California, is a very good player. He's a backup tailback for us. Grant Otten, tight end out of Columbus, came in and won the starting tight end job. Aaron Konacek, a wide receiver out of Clarkson, will play. He's a receiver. He's not a starter, but he will play. He's a very good player. And then Elijah Tostenson is a freshman out of Millard South that signed with UNO, but of course when they dropped the program, he had nowhere to go, and we had recruited him out of high school too, and so he ended up coming up here, and he's probably a redshirt candidate right now. We got those four kids. The vast majority of their playmakers went south into the MIAA because a lot of them were from that direction. Some of them went Division I. I know Kearney got several really good players. The Wilberger kid is just an outstanding football player. Schweiger, we recruited out of Aurora and didn't get him. We think a lot of him. Calvin Zuha. They've gotten some good kids that are really going to help them. Because I know because we recruited them and didn't get them. So, it's impacted everybody. But the biggest impact is just on them. And my son played at UNO, and it's just real sad. One of my very best friends is Bob Dannenauer, and it's just a bad situation that for everybody, and very, very disappointing and unfortunate that it happened.
Dan, you mentioned some of the players you think probably pose some problems for you. Your overall thoughts on this Loper team as they come in Thursday night, what problems do they pose for you?
Well, I think they're an outstanding football team. I really do. 2 years ago, the playoff team that beat Saginaw in the first round and just really did a great job. And then last year, like I said, 9-2, they should have been in the playoffs. And had they got in, they would have certainly advanced. Outstanding players. Spitzelberger is as good a quarterback as we'll see. Dring is probably the best running back we'll see all year. And we got to see him in the first game. And three-year starters that very comfortable with Coach Martin's offense. You know, Russ does a great job with them and getting them in space. And, Spitzelberger can throw as well as run, but he's really dangerous when he gets in the open field. They always have speed at wide out. They got that Schrott kid now that's come in that can fly. He runs the 107.2 or something. So they got a lot of weapons offensively that really, really scare you. They spread the field and can really do some things. And defensively, eight starters back on a very sound defense. I just think they're an outstanding football team. I think it's going to be a really tall order for us. We're going to have to play awfully well to just be in the game. And I'm not trying to soft soap. I think they're a great football team. And obviously they're going to be fired up to come in here because it was probably our loss that kept them out of the playoffs, because they lose to a 6-5 team. We don't get a lot of respect. You lost to Wayne State, then we still got to earn that a little bit, and that hurt them. And I'm sure that they're looking forward to doing something about that. So we're going to have to step up and answer the challenge, and it should be a great game.
Dan, we've got an email here. It's signed from the UNK kicker. Have they mowed the grass?
Well, you got to look at it a couple of ways. If it rains, what I tell our guys is it rains on both sidelines. And, so I'll just tell that kicker, we don't mow it just for our kicker. It's not like that pro game several years ago in New England when they brought out the snowblower and cleared it off so the guy could kick the field goal. We don't do that here. So they'll mow it the way they always mow it. I don't really pay attention, to be honest with you, and it'll be the same for everybody. And so our kicker will be in the same boat, and they don't just keep it long for him, we'll go from there.
Fair enough.
It's like Pelini yesterday. I know Dennard hasn't been practicing, but we just leave that up to our training staff. That's not my call. I'm not on the maintenance. They do what they do, and we just show up and play football, Dan McLaughlin.
That's right.
He's the head football coach at Wayne State, and he has coached in a variety of places and has been successful everywhere he's gone. And we've got a lot of folks, I don't know a lot, but I know we've got enough listeners that are from Broken Bow, where everything kind of got started for Dan in the coaching realm. So, Dan, I have to ask you, in that 1987 state championship season, we've had you on the show enough times that I feel comfortable asking you this. What a great season it was in 1987. Who was the only team that beat you?
Actually, we lost twice. Lexington beat us that year. A kid intercepted a pitch and took it back for a touchdown to beat us, and then Ord beat us in overtime. Jerry McMean, our starting quarterback, was hurt that week and did not play. It was a defensive slugfest, and they beat us in overtime, so we lost twice. So we didn't get to play.
That was a great game, Coach. That was just a great game.
Our Ord alum here.
We did. It was a great game, and Ord played us really well. But then we got them back in the semifinals and got after them pretty good. So. It was a great season.
What was the score in the semifinals?
Yeah, that was an ass kicking. that was a lot different than the first time around. But I forgot about Lex. But hey, it's great. He's won 3 state championships. He was coaching with the Huskers, and now he's turned Wayne State around. And as we told Coach Morris earlier in the show, make sure you get the makeup on properly for the TV camera Thursday.
Well, you can. Yeah, I don't know that you can do much to it. It's like putting lipstick on a pig. We'll get out there and do what we do. And it's not a fashion show. And I'm certainly not going to be a candidate for Dancing with the Stars. I'll look forward to seeing you on television, and we'll let you worry about the makeup.
Coach, you're the best. Best of luck this season, and keep up the good work. We're still going to bug you, even though we don't get to play in the next few years.
Well, I hope you do. I always look forward to talking to you guys, and have a great year.
Hey, slap Grossy upside the head. Have a good one.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dan. Dan McLaughlin, the head football coach, and, of course, Mike Gross, the SID, taking care of us up there at Wayne State, as always. And we want to thank Coach McLaughlin. I hope they lose Thursday and win the rest of their games. This guy here, and every once in a while we just don't say it enough when we talk to all these great folks, this guy here is just class. This is a football coach. This guy, Dan McLaughlin, from top to bottom, you can't say enough good things. I could sit here for a half hour and talk about it. I remember when he was coaching at Broken Bow, when he was coaching at Norfolk, when he was coaching at Millard West, building that program, making him a state champion. Everywhere he's went, he's won.
He's just like our friend Bob Cook. Good people.
just in a totally different way.
Yes.
Wow. That is the first time in 8 years on this show we've had a BC reference. That's, isn't it?
It's a BK, I think.
Is he taking care of your basement?
He did earlier.
We're going to take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Here's my credit card. All my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
It's another exciting week of high school football this Friday on our Platte River Radio network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550, it's a C2 top 10 battle as defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia travels to Kearney Catholic. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central battles Hastings High. On The Breeze 94.5 FM, Sutton is at Blue Hill. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Overton travels to Shelton. All kickoffs at 7 Friday night.
So great. This is so great. Oh, crank it. This is so great. Did you think she was hot when you were in high school? Because this was right in your ballpark, like senior year.
I don't know, not over the top. I was still on Elizabeth Shue.
I think China's, I mean, that was China's the one I was the lead singer, right?
Yes. No, well.
The big girl that had her own reality shows.
Yeah.
The redhead. I'm pretty sure China's the blonde. I didn't have enough time to check that. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Turn around and say goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, baby, are you going to let him hold you down and make you cry?
Oh, yeah.
So glad I was 3 years old.
God, I'm old. God, I hope China's a blonde.
This goes out to Buck from Kelly.
Our show has gone to total hell, hasn't it?
Hey, by the way, wake up middle of night.
Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up, so don't leave us. I mean, even though you want to, Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming
even
up.
Even though you've probably turned your dial by now. By the way, last night, wake up. I'm telling you right now. If you know the name to this movie, the band is called Adult Education. It's a Hall & Oates cover band.
Okay.
She's Out of Your League is the name of the movie.
Okay.
And they got this guy named Stainer, who is just absolute. I mean, the movie's pretty good. Actually, it's kind of a funny movie, but they're playing, all they play is Hall & Oates cover music. They're like, maybe we'll get some other 80s. And the guy's like, no, that's all Hall & Oates.
How was Porky's and Fast Time at Ridgemont High on back-to-back this weekend? I mean, how is that even possible?
Did not know that. I would appreciate a text when you do figure that out.
Well, you were someplace where you couldn't watch.
Okay.
Irish Ken says, if you watch Michael Vick play during the preseason, a 6 million 100-year – a six. Okay, I get it. A $6 million for a 100-year contract would be more appropriate. By the way, take it easy on my Irish. That ain't happening. Yeah, Michael Vick hasn't had a great preseason, but 6 years, $100 million. Irish can see what he did there as he turned it around. $6 million for 100 years.
Yes.
He'd be old, Irish.
Yeah.
Old. Hey, don't forget, while you're getting ready for your fantasy draft, they'd love to have you on hand at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island or Kearney. Or if you just want to watch college and NFL football or enjoy lunch or have a cold beverage in the evening when you get off work or when your day is done, the Chicken Coop is the place to be. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch all of your favorite sporting events. And just let them know that you'd like to have your draft. They'll take care of you. They bring the food out. They bring the beverages out. There's plenty of room at the Chicken Coop. And, of course, Chicken Fried Chicken is their special this week for lunch from 11 to 4. Check that out as well. Wednesday is Big Burger Night, so that's tomorrow. $5 for any burger on the menu with fries. The Chicken Coop, they do it the best. It's going on in Kearney and Grand Island. It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Tomorrow, don't forget, on the program, Sean Callahan, Bob Jensen, and we'll talk to the are we talking to Jared Crick tomorrow?
Yes.
We're talking to Jared Crick tomorrow. There's the story. So let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who's on the line?
Byron.
All right, this I'm going to bring this one up. This is the anniversary of the first ever Big 12 football game. Name either team that played in the inaugural Big 12 football game.
Texas or Nebraska.
It was not Texas. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, name either team that played in the inaugural Big 12 championship game.
Iowa State.
Not Iowa State. Let's stay with it, Daddy. Bring him a new one. Bring us home.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
Sean.
Sean, this top 10 all-time wide receiver came from the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
University. Oh, gee, many Christmas. Not Rice, but that's the only one I think of that didn't go to major college.
Thanks for calling. Try back. 1-888-455-3776. Who are we speaking with?
Kevin.
Kevin, this top 10 receiver of all time in touchdown completions, touchdown catches, came from the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. Who is that?
Have no idea. Sorry.
Thanks for calling. No problem. Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who we got? Who we talking to?
Ken.
Ken, who played in the inaugural Big 12 championship game?
God, it had to be Nebraska and Texas. I don't know what else it would have been.
It is not Nebraska or Texas. That should eliminate a couple teams for you. Interesting. Who we speaking with?
Andrew,
this receiver played at Tennessee Chattanooga from 92 to 95. He is an NFL.
Terrell Owens.
It is Terrell Owens. T.O. T.O., get us out of here, Merritt. We got to go. Thank you. Hold on the line or we'll get you a $25 Tuesday Troutman's gift card. Going your way. Thanks for calling. It was Terrell Owens. They've got two kids off of last year's. So they're still on NFL rosters right now. Buster Screen and Chris Haar. Chris Haar is an offensive lineman for the Chiefs. And Screen is a defensive back for the Cleveland Browns right now. But other mocks include Eldra Buckley from 05 and 06 and free agent Terrell Owens, an all-time NFL great. We want to thank you for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We appreciate Dan McLaughlin, the head coach of the Wayne State football program, for joining us, along with Daryl Morris, UNK Lopers head football coach, and Tony Harper, Hastings Bronco football. They're still a week away, but we're 2 days away from the Lopers and Wayne State hooking up. It's on NET. Folks, if you want to know the TV schedule, it's on the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star. Both have articles on it today. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.